Too often we look at this time of Lent as a time of a burden that as Catholics we have to endure somehow. But it really is meant to be a time of opportunity, a time of special grace, a time for us to really kind of reflect a little bit on what really is most important in our lives, and that's our eternal salvation. So during this time, we kind of mark ourselves with the cross at the beginning of Lent. It's not absolutely necessary, but it's a good symbol that we are committing ourselves to doing something with our lives so that we will be a better person at the end of the period of Lent. And of course, if we work hard during the 40 days of Lent to become a better person, that doesn't mean that at the end of the Lent we quit being that and going back to all of our old bad habits. It's like people used to, they thought they drank too much, so during Lent they would quit drinking altogether. But then they really made up for it on Easter Sunday. It's kind of like you wasted a lot of energy, a lot of time, a lot of effort. It's a time for us to grow. And this particularly is a time for us to grow spiritually. That's what the gospel talks about. That's what the prophet talks about. It's a time for us to take a look at ourselves. You know, we get so tied up with so much stuff today that we seldom take time to really be alone, to be quiet, to reflect, to think about your own life. And we all have bad habits that we could well get rid of. We know that. But we don't take the time to even look at them, because we know if we do look at them, we may be dissatisfied with ourselves and feel like we're wasting our time. So what this time, what this period of Lent is, a time for us to reflect, a time for us to look at our lives and the life of Christ. And this is what we are called to be. St. Paul says we are ambassadors of Christ. We can't be an ambassador unless we represent Christ and who he is and what he stood for and what he practiced. So I think Lent is a time for us, particularly a time of prayer. And I'm going to suggest this to you. You can do with it what you want, but it's a suggestion. That everyone take 10 minutes a day. If you pray better in the morning, get up earlier. Do it in the morning. If you pray better at night, do it in the evening. But take 10 minutes when you turn off everything. Your cell phone, your televisions, your radios, your whatever they are, iPods, iPads, all of it. Turn it off, and for 10 minutes you go to a quiet place in your home where you can be alone, and you pray. You talk to God. Tell him about your upcoming day, or talk to him about the day you just had. Talk about the good things that happened. Talk about the things that you wish you'd done differently. Talk about the people that you wish that maybe you treated a little more kindly. And I think if you do this every day during this 40-day period, I think you will find at the end of this time that your life, you may not hear God speak back to you, but he does. But he only does it in the quiet of your soul. He doesn't have a bullhorn that he hollers at you. He doesn't throw things at you to get your attention, but he whispers very quietly in the silence of your hearts. But it means you have to be willing to listen. So when you tell God about your day, whether the upcoming day or the day behind, allow him time to speak to you, which means that you just very quietly sit in his presence, being conscious that God is near you, that he's with you, that he wants to help, he wants to guide you, he wants to give you hope, he wants to give you peace, he wants you to be able to change bad habits. He wants you to do all kinds of good stuff. God only wants good for us because he loves us. So I would suggest that perhaps one of the best things you could do during this 40 days, and really in the process grow in your relationship with God and with others, is to be quiet for 10 minutes each day. Dedicate that 10 minutes to God. If you talk the whole 10 minutes, that's fine. Maybe the next time God will talk to you for 10 minutes. But that giving God that kind of time, you know, we say, well, I say my prayers on my way to work. Well, how can you possibly say your prayers on your way to work and drive in this traffic? It's not possible. Or say if you've had problem getting the kids ready for school because they didn't really want to go that badly today, and so your mind is all disturbed by all of this stuff, how can you possibly pray? You need to take time, just 10 minutes alone, quietly, somewhere in your house, and give that time strictly to God. If you need something to prompt you, look at the daily readings during Lent, the gospel readings for the whole season of Lent, and they have copies, I think, in the bulletin. You can copy down the numbers. But if you need something to give you a start in your prayer that way, read the gospel. But then allow yourself to speak to God and allow God to speak to you. Then when we come to the Feast of the Resurrection, I think you will find a little bit more of that joy, a little bit more of that hope, a little bit more of that possibility, a little more optimism about what can be. I think then we will find that. Or we can just waste the 40 days. But the church gives you the opportunity to grow. We grab that grace and run with it for our eternal salvation and for the honor and glory of our God.